Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 28th. Today's word is canorous, also pronounced canorous, and spelled C-A-N-O-R-O-U-S. Canorous is an adjective that means pleasant-sounding, melodious. Here's the word used in a sentence from NewsHawk of Santa Barbara, California, by Kevin Gillies. His artistry, technical proficiency, and canorous melodies have an introspective yet uplifting feeling by virtue of the beauty and honesty that so naturally accompany the acoustic guitar. In Confessions of an English Opium Eater from 1821, the author Thomas De Quincey describes a manservant who, after accidentally letting a loaded trunk fall down a flight of stairs, sang out a long, loud, and canorous peal of laughter. Canorous typically describes things such as church choirs or birds in the spring that are a pleasure to listen to. It derives from the Latin verb canere, meaning to sing, a root it shares with a number of words that evoke what is sweet to the ear, such as chant, canticle, meaning a song, cantor, meaning a leader of a choir, carmen, meaning a song, poem, or incantation, or even accent. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.